There's general agreement on this much, that Illinois' public pension systems have $100 billion in unfunded liabilities. That's a fancy word that basically means debt. It's a big number that's getting Illinois in trouble with bond houses and eating into the state's budget. And the House and Senate have different plans on how to drive that number down. Senate President John Cullerton says his union-backed plan, which is kinder to employees and retirees and gives them retirement options, will cut about $10 billion off of that unfunded liability. But a new analysis that uses numbers from the pension systems themselves says immediate savings would be as little as $5 billion. House Democrats' leader on pensions, Representative Elaine Nekritz of Northbrook, tried to steer away from stirring up conflict.
For us, it's always been about the math, and so we wanted to get the math out there.
But she says the House pension plan is a more affordable approach. A spokeswoman for Cullerton didn't dispute the numbers, but called the information incomplete. I'm Amanda Vinicky.